our speed.
You did everything that you could.
Yes, sir. You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
Yes, sir.
Can you live in that?
Yes, sir.
If you can do that, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northeastern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovich.
.10 in Chicago, Preps Plus Chicago, Season 8. It's week number 2, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell. I feel like we were just here. A week flies by so fast.
The state finals will be here and we'll be saying the same thing. There's something about the high school football season. It just rolls on. Sam, last week we had a 1-3 matchup. This week a 1-2 matchup.
Maine South just taking on anybody they want.
They don't care. And that's what the big time programs do. A Maine South winner of, I don't know how many, I'm losing track of the amount of state championships and amount of state championship games they've been involved with. But they start with Glenbard West, then get another tough one with Lincoln Way East, which is turning out to be a great game. Lincoln Way East up 28-20 right now. Still some time left in that game, though. But back-to-back, some pretty good games scheduled.
Maine South plays Glenbard West in week one. That was number one against number two. South was two, West was one. 62-34. They crushed Glenbard West, and like Kevin said, they're playing Lincoln Way East right now. Many of teams in the top 20 in the Tribune papers are live tonight. We do have a cancellation. Homewood Flossmoor was canceled. I got an email from Mike Clark. Not canceled, postponed. It will kick off tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. You help us, we help you. That's always the case. 312-981-7200. If you have a score, if you need a score, 312-981-7200. How did alma mater do? How did your son's school do? How did your daughter's school do? You got family at the school. 312-981-7200. We'll get your scores about 10:15 and then 10:45. And our guest tonight, Stevenson head coach Josh Jorth. The Patriots are number 11 in the top 20. They play a team from Michigan tomorrow at 6 o'clock. But first and foremost, let's lead it off with our prep expert from the Chicago Tribune. He's covered preps forever, it feels like. He's the coach. He's Mike Helfgott. What's going on, coach?
Evening, coach. How are you?
You're at a college football game tonight, though. NIU and Boston College. Fascinating that you can do all this. You can do high school. You can do college. I'm sure we could do pro if we had to.
Cubs game yesterday.
Yeah, Cubs game yesterday. That's how it goes. So I wanted to start this week's conversation about the participation. You sort of hinted at it last time we talked in week one about the decline in not only enrollment in the private league schools, but the decline in the amount of people that are playing football. Why is this the case right now in Illinois?
Well, it's not just Illinois. It's nationally. I mean, I think it's impossible to ignore everything that's come to be known about concussions and brain injuries, you know, and CTE on the higher levels. And, you know, it just seems to be a major factor. And it's probably not the only factor. In fact, Dave Overman of the Daily Herald and the Daily Herald's preview wrote a really, you know, insightful column, talked to a lot of people, attacked the issue from a lot of ways. But if you're asking me my opinion, I think by far, you know, the single biggest factor, you know, is what we know. And the more we know about concussions, I think parents are just, you know, straight up scared. And, you know, it is a little bit different. I think the one thing that kind of gets lost in the discussion is that when you're talking about CTE that's found in professional players, retired players, that stems from repeated trauma, repeated blows to the head. The danger with the high school players, I think maybe a little bit different, but that danger is there. And that danger is, you know, in the developing brain, a second concussion before the first concussion is fully healed in the developing brain, you know, it can have really, really serious consequences. And I do think the one thing, you know, comes down on the side of the people that think that football, they're continuing to say that football is getting safer and safer, is that they are getting better at diagnosing these things. They are getting better, you know, at being aware, at having a protocol. So, you know, you can really look at it a lot of different, you know, from a lot of different angles, to be fair about it. But one thing is clear, and that's that numbers are far down. And I got some numbers for you this week. The National Sporting Goods Association has been tracking this stuff since the mid-'80s, and some of their findings, numbers overall in youth participation, so youth participation, not just high school, down 15% from 2006 when there was a peak of 5.4 million. Last year, there was 4.6 million youth football participants. In the 7 to 11-year-old age bracket, was 1.4 million in 2016, which is down 32% from 2.1 million in 2011. And the 12 to 17 age range, which would include high school players, there were 3.1 million participants in 2016, which is a 19% decline from the peak of 3.9 million in 2007. The same, you know, the same is true in Illinois. It's true nationally. I mean, there's no question that the sport is facing, you know, significant problems, you know, with participation.
Talk with Mike Helfgott, the Chicago Tribune. Hey, Mike, it's Kevin. Good to talk to you every week. This is a large subject to digest and dissect and break down. We could talk about it for hours, really. But my question to you is, well, what then with everything you just threw at us, you know, a lot of them, you know, the listeners have seen these studies. We've seen Hollywood films about them. We've seen documentaries about you know, repeated head trauma and concussions and football and all those things. So what will high school football be? Will there be high school football down the road, or do you see this going into more of a privatized league where high school football step away and say, you guys are on your own, families. If your kid wants to play, you can join this private league.
I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I think another possibility is the sport just continuing to evolve and move away from contact to the point that it's 7-on-7 or flag football or some maybe even hybrid of the two. I think in 20 years or 30 years, I think it's really safe to say the sport's not going to look the same as it looks right now.
What do you think about what Maine South did early in this season? Just a bear of a schedule. And we talk about it all the time. The best want to play the best, and eventually you have to beat the best. But that schedule, the first two games, Maine South, they clobbered Glenbard West last week, 62-34. And in week two, they're losing right now. But again, a tough team, Lincoln Way East.
Well, it's awesome what they do. You know, and they do it every year. But this year, as it just, you know, it turned out, Glenbard West is Glenbard West. You know, Lincoln Way East is just a great team, and they're not, you know, numbers have not affected them. You know, they merged with Lincoln Way North last year, and they have no numbers issues, and they, you know, also well coached. So to take on those two teams at the beginning of the year, regardless of how you do, makes you better. But it was especially cool, as well as Maine South played last week, to see if they could pull it off two in a row. And like you said, it's looking like that probably isn't going to happen, but look out for both those teams. I think those are two of the, you know, top two or three, four teams in the state for sure.
Helfgott Heisman update before we let you go. Samson Evans still near the top, I imagine. The hard commit to Iowa, not a soft commit. Don't call him a soft commit. What's the Helfgott Heisman list look like right now?
Well, Samson Evans, like you said, has got to be the leader. And, you know, being at the NAU game and not being completely up to speed on everything that happened tonight, I'd be remiss if I tried to name you a bunch of candidates and miss anybody. But, yeah, let's go ahead and say Samson Evans is the early favorite.
Obviously, you said Samson Evans is the best player, but is there anybody that could sneak up and possibly grasp him maybe out of the shadows?
I'll give you a sleeper in Justin Hall from Homewood Flossmoor, a two-way player. He's an NIU recruit, and he's a guy as a running back and as a defensive player. Just extremely athletic, and that's a team I think that people maybe are sleeping on a little bit this year, you know, after the last couple of years when they were so loaded with talent and got so much publicity. So look out for him.
That's Mike Helfgott, our preps expert. Catch him every week, courtesy of the Chicago Tribune Papers, and he's covering a college game tonight. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk week three.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
On Twitter, at mhelfgott, and read his recap tomorrow in the Chicago Tribune.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All righty, we'll start with the top 20 per usual. Again, a 1-2 matchup in week two. Can't get much better than that. Maine South losing to Lincoln Way East 28-20 right now, but they are driving late in that game. Again, Maine South trailing Lincoln Way East 28-20. Prairie Ridge and Huntley tied 21-21 late in that game. Naperville Central beat Neuqua 24-14. Phillips over Richards 34-21 late in that game. Again, the Homewood Flossmoor game postponed until tomorrow. Lions is up big on Hinsdale South 31-7. Glenbard West will play tomorrow against Proviso East. Loyola, number 9, Loyola beat Bishop Amat, a California school.
They're
Sam.
Really good. They really good.
They played at New Trier tonight. Loyola coming up with a victory 13-6. Number 10, Lake Zurich over Montini 28-7. Stevenson will play tomorrow. Number 12, Marist, a 42-15 win. Mount Carmel pitches the shutout. That's Sammy School, 56-0 over Lane.
56-0?
56-0.
Last week was 53-0.
They're off to a good start. New Trier losing to Warren right now. That could be our big upset of the week. Warren unranked this week. New Trier 14th. They're losing 7-3 in that game. Cary Grove over McHenry 29-7. St. Rita beat Rich Central 44-25. Barrington is leading Elk Grove late in that game. A couple other scores for you before we wrap up this scoreboard update. Marion Central over Columbus, Wisconsin, a big win, 55-0. And again, Lake Zurich over Montini, 28-7. Stutzman, the running back, over 200 yards rushing. To look at your Preps Plus scoreboard, once again, if you got a score for us, 312-981-7200, text or call it in, and we'll throw it out there for all the listeners.
Full scoreboard coming up about 10:45 or so. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And you should also know it's time to play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. Up next, we go out to the field and bring in Pat DiSebato from the Tribune family. He's at a game on the south side. It's Preps Plus, 720 WGN. Really short break. Bring you back to Preps Plus, 1021 in the Windy City, overlooking Michigan Avenue in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell. In about 15 minutes from now, we will talk to the head coach of number 11 Stevenson, Josh Jorth. Patriots with a big upset win last week over Palatine. Tomorrow they'll play against Muskegon, a team out of Michigan. That'll be Saturday at 6 o'clock. So,
can I add some good news in real quick,
yes,
Sam? Because
of
off the top, you and I were talking about how we'd like to keep a scoreboard of all the WGN radio employees' high school football teams.
Mm-hmm.
Is Rob Martier in the newsroom? Who knows?
He's up there somewhere.
I've got phenomenal news for Robbie. Glenbrook South over St. Patrick's, 34-21.
Yeah!
Titans are 2-0, coming off a 1-8 year. Look at that, Rob. Did you go talk to the team this year?
You know, I didn't.
Did you give them a little chest pump, a little action?
I pass by Glenbrook South every day on my way into work. It's right over there,
right
on
over there
Lake
on
Street,
Lake,
just
right
on
in my
Fingston.
Hood.
You know, I sent them positive vibes. I was, you know, I'm proud of the boys, man. They're doing a good job. It was pathetic last year. Yeah, the 2-0.
It was sad.
There
it
was sad. One time, this was 2 years ago, we had John O'Connor, the head coach of St. Ignatius.
Uh-huh.
They were playing Fenwick for a chance to go to the postseason, and we had Coach on the show that night after the game, and he wanted to know if I could just come to practice. So I come to practice, and he brings me out there and says, Sam, I want you to talk to the team. Now, I had no idea. I didn't know about this, right, ahead of time. And he said, we've got Sam here from WGN. He's out here because you guys are making a difference. Nobody gave a damn about St. Ignatius, and now we've got the press here. So he wanted me to give this pep talk. And I can't tell you what I said. There may have been some expletives in there, Rob. But St. Ignatius won that game. They beat Fenwick, and they ended up going to the playoffs. So I take full responsibility for that.
Nice.
So, last year, I went and talked to the Hersey Husky football team, and they didn't make the playoffs.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid if I step foot on the, you know, the hallowed grounds.
Right, right.
I would jinx them.
Like, we did get a text,
there
too.
There he is. There's Rob Martier.
We appreciate all the texts and the scores coming in. 312-981-7200. We got a text from the 630. Oh, my gosh. We thought you were kidding when you said you were going to talk high school
right,
football.
We should have clarified that this runs through the high school football season. This is Preps Plus Chicago, which has been on WGN for many, many years
Eight
now.
Eight seasons now. It's
Eight
a staple.
Eight seasons from 10 to 11. And now it's Sam and I will give you the scores. And, you know, if you're driving around, you want to know what your kid's school doing, your alma mater, we've got the scoreboard for you.
I know a few people who like the show, boys. You guys do a good job.
Oh, only a few. We'll work on that. Pat DiSebato will join us now as I cut Rob Martier's mic in the newsroom. Pat covered number 17 St. Rita and Rich Central. Do they ever send you anywhere but the South Side, Pat, or are you hold in down there?
No, you know, I get to spread my love, but primarily I stay on the South Side.
What was the final score tonight, St. Rita, Rich Central? I imagine not an issue for the Mustangs.
Well, 44-25. And, you know, they trailed 7-0. You know, Rich Central did a nice job on their first drive, fake punt, kept the drive alive, and you know, they took the early lead. But you know, Rita, I'll tell you the one thing about this Rita team is they've got tremendous skill position players. I mean, they could go four, five, six guys deep, and they all have speed, and they could all hurt you. So that was pretty much the story.
When I look at St. Rita year after year after year, the staff always finds the biggest, burliest kids on the south side to play on the offensive line. They're 6'4", 6'5", some of them 300 pounds or more. That's a staple at St. Rita. If you're not big and strong and powerful, you don't play on the offensive line down there.
Yeah, they've got some beef on the line. There's no question about it. And Jake Zimmerman, their quarterback, he rushed for a couple touchdowns, threw for another. And Dave Gleaves, he rushed for a touchdown, caught another touchdown pass. And, you know, they just methodically, you know, ran the ball down the field behind that offensive line you talked about. And, you know, they were very impressive.
You wrote a piece in the Tribune Media family. We talked about it last week, the top 10 quarterbacks you've ever seen. And it was a great discussion, and I know it had a lot of love and hate. The Mount Carmel fans, even though you put two quarterbacks in the list, they were still upset at you. The best player you ever saw could be quarterback, could be receiver, linebacker, D lineman. Who are some of the guys that come to mind in the history of the guys you've seen?
Well, you know, on that quarterback topic, coincidentally, the number two guy on my list, Quincy Woods, he is the offensive coordinator at Ritz Central. So I saw him tonight, and he thanked me, and, you know, good to see him. He does a great job. But I'll tell you who was at this game, who was probably the best wide receiver I've ever covered, and that was Kenny Carrington of Richards. And he was at this game tonight, and I got to talk to him. I'm going to put together a story on him. But in regards to just the best player, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, Antoine Randall L., just, you know, he was my best quarterback, and he was just an unbelievable talent. I mean, it's just hard to put into words what he was able to do, and he had the charisma and everything else. But, well, that's a tough one. The best player I ever covered, there's just so many great players. I mean, it's that's a tough one to pin me down on. I'd have to think about that a little bit more because, you know, you got to dig into the 90s a little bit, and, you know, and I got to kind of rekindle the memory some, but I don't know if I could say just one.
I'm here to provide you ideas. Go get a cigar, some scotch, sit around a fire, and just pen it out, baby. You can do it.
That would be awesome. I would love to read about
that.
I would love to read from you or any of the other high school football insiders, whatever. Like, if you guys all broke down a top 20 best, and I'm sure this has been done, like top Illinois high school football players of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to limit it to my career, my 28 years. So, I mean, because it's subjective as it is, you know, based on my opinion. And then you start reaching back into the 20s, 30s, 40s, and, man, I mean, who's to say? And that's the same thing with, like, national polls. I'm not a big fan of national polls. No one, you know, who gets to see every team, you know, especially at the high school level and stuff. I mean, it's just a great talking point, but it's just so subjective. And it would be a great – yeah, I think I'm going to try and come up with, you know, another list of receivers or running backs before the end of the season and kind of carry it into maybe basketball and baseball. I'll really get some people going on baseball, I got a feeling. So, but it is. It's tough because this area has just been – I've been blessed to cover some of the, you know, the greatest athletes, you know, and it's crazy. So, but it's something I plan on tackling again by the end of the season.
Top 20 punters that you've ever seen. No, it'd be Ryan Donahue would be one. Donahue would be one,
Ryan
for sure.
Ryan Donahue would be one. And I'll tell you, St. Rita's probably got a couple. J.J. Standring, this Gavin Model kid they have right now is a junior. He's phenomenal. And, you know, like field goal kickers, Nick Seta over at Lockport, hands down the best I've seen. But Gavin Model, he's got a shot here, man. He's in a Richardson kid over at Rice right now. There are some really, really talented kickers this year. But, I mean, Nick Seta was unbelievable punter, unbelievable kicker, went to Notre Dame, and, you know, he was phenomenal.
I remember Pietrowicz at Carmel putting the ball into the parking lot at Gately on kickoffs.
Yeah, another guy, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, you got to start looking back and going through the list. But, I mean, yeah, we've had some tremendous kickers. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Pat DiCebedo from the Chicago Tribune media family. He covered St. Rita over Ritz Central, a big win for the Mustangs. He's on Twitter, at DiCebedo, DiSABATO. Thanks, Pat. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat DiCebedo from the Chicago Tribune family. Quick timeout, then we'll be back with news, 720 WGN.
We're going to use our speed.
Do you hear me?
It's Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Preps Plus Chicago, the only place in Chicago where we talk to the best coaches in the Chicagoland area. And joining us right now is the first-year head coach at Stevenson, Josh George. Hey, Coach, welcome to Preps Plus.
Thanks for having me. I'm jacked up, excited to be here. This is just a great thing for high school sports, and we appreciate what you guys do.
When did you know that you wanted to be a coach?
You know, when I was a young kid, I was always the kid that kind of knew what everybody was supposed to do, and it kind of felt natural to me. And I grew up in a family of educators. My, like, great-great-grandma or something like that was the first female graduate of Illinois Teacher College, which later on became Illinois State. And I think it's just something in your blood. It's something that I really enjoy. And the biggest thing that I enjoy about it is getting kids to believe in what we do at Stevenson and seeing them rise above their expectations.
Well, Coach, you've been a part of the Stevenson program for a while now. You've coached in some big games, including a state title a few years ago. But what was it like week one, just a week ago, as you are on the sidelines as the head coach? What were the nerves like? And then on top of that, you guys get a big win against a team that was ranked in the top 20. What was that whole experience like for you?
You know, I'm very fortunate. I got some great coaches around me, and we weren't really nervous. We were prepared. We felt like we were ready to go. Our kids were excited and, you know, jacked up for the opportunity to go out there and compete against Palatine. And they got a great team and a great program. They've been in the semifinals the last 2 years. And there was a little relief once the you know, buzzer rang and the victory, we locked down the victory. But it was something that just wasn't very nerve-wracking. I just really enjoyed being in the moment and enjoying rising up to that challenge.
Josh Jorth, head coach at Stevenson. The Tribune papers have the Patriots number 11 in the top 20. They'll play tomorrow at home against Muskegon at 6 o'clock. That's up in Lincolnshire. Since you've been at Stevenson, now 96-30. That is such an impressive record. Kevin brought up a state title in 2014. What's been the biggest catalyst for the success there?
You know, we spend a lot of time as a coaching staff together working with our kids in the off season on their weight training and injury prevention and their speed and footwork. And we're very fortunate that we have families and community and administration that are bought into the program. They want to see success. A lot of people participate in our youth theater programs like the Buffalo Grove Bills, and they come to Stevenson knowing that they're going to get one of the best products in the state. And they got an opportunity to hopefully go out there and compete for a conference championship and down the road a state championship. And again, I'm just very lucky and fortunate to have this position right now in my life.
Well, again, you're with that Stevenson program for 7 years, and then you get the call or the knock on the door, however it may have gone down, and Stevenson comes to you and says, you're going to be the replacement for Bill McNamara. What was that like for you? To know that you're going to be the head coach of a high school football program, and not just any high school football program, one of the elite programs in the entire state.
Yeah, you know, I started out at Wheaton North, and the current College of DuPage head coach, Matt Foster, he was there at the time, and he came to me at 22 years old and said, I want you to be the head freshman coach. I was like, I just graduated college. I've only done this for a year. And he kind of said, look, there's always going to be opportunities, and sometimes in your mind you're going to sit there and go, am I really ready? And just go for it. And that was probably some of the best advice I've ever received. It was kind of that. You know, Bill had mentioned that he was thinking about, you know, stepping down and pulling back, and Bill's currently our head freshman coach, which makes things very easy on me. And, you know, when the school came in and offered the position, there was that 5 seconds of, am I really ready for this? And then everything else was like, let's go. It's full. You know, I'm full in. And it's just something you don't pass up. There's not many opportunities or openings at a school like Stevenson very often.
Wait, wait, wait. He's doing it wrong. He went from varsity to freshman. Does he know he's doing it backwards?
Yeah. You know, he's done there. Boy, he was a varsity coach for about 20-some years. So he put in his time, and again, he led us to the first state championship, and now he's got an opportunity to kind of just enjoy those last couple of years before retirement and have fun with our freshmen.
You've got your own program. You're at Stevenson, head coach of the Patriots. How much do you pay attention to what alma mater does? Glenbard West, tough game last week. How much do you pay attention as a fan? I know you have your own deal now, but I imagine you still keep your eyes peeled on what goes on.
Well, you know, you always have your roots, and a lot of us still pay attention throughout our lives. I'm 37 now, but it's amazing how I will get texts of, you know, on a Saturday morning, hey, great win. You see Glenbard West won too, you know, and from buddies of mine that we grew up together and played together and things like that. And that was, you know, it was a bittersweet moment when we went there in 2014 and beat them to go to state. You know, that was an amazing thing. And my father, who had graduated from Glenbard West also, that was the first time he'd ever sat on the visitor side. So it was kind of a unique experience. But, you know, I'm obviously friends with Coach Hadley and Coach Heckman and those guys there, and we're always cheering for them. And they've been great for me as a younger coach, as a resource for me to reach out to them and ask questions. And they've just been a great resource throughout my coaching career.
Well, it's funny you say that. There's just something about high school football, not just in Illinois, probably throughout the country, but you stay in touch with former teammates and coaches. Like, I still text with one of my coaches all the time. Like, before, he still coaches, so I'll text him before a game. I'll text him Saturday morning. What is it about high school football? Is it like, it's like the farther I get from it, the closer I feel like I need to go back to it. I don't know what it is. Can you explain it, Coach?
I don't know if I can explain it. I'll try. It's special. You know, there's not a lot of sports where the whole community comes together. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make, what your family situation is, your race, your religion. Everyone's there. And the weird part is I don't usually have Friday nights open, so I got to bounce around to two different schools tonight. And both parking lots are packed. Both of the visitor stand, the home stands are rocking. They're both really good and competitive games, and that's the great thing about high school football is, you know, everybody's invested. The cheerleaders are out there, the band's out there. Mm-hmm. Parents are, you know, out there helping take tickets and the concessions, and there's something that just brings the community together. It's something really special, and I'm just very fortunate I get to be a part of that now.
Number 11, Stevenson, plays Muskegon, Michigan tomorrow. It's a home game, the home opener for Stevenson. It'll be 6 o'clock, the kickoff in Lincolnshire. We're on with the head coach, Josh Jorth. A couple more minutes. You're a defensive guy through and through. Toughest guy you've had to game plan for at the high school level. Who is it?
Justin Jackson. You don't even know, hesitation.
No, it didn't take long at all.
Who's currently the running back at Northwestern, mm-hmm. and hopefully gets to set some records for him this year. That was one of those very rarely can you ever see a player where every single person in the stadium knows he's getting the ball and he's going to get at least 5 yards.
What do you do that night when he carves you up for 200? What do you do? There's nothing you can do.
You know, it's tough. And we had to face him 3 years in a row, his sophomore year, junior year, and senior year in playoffs. And his sophomore year, I think his older brother and him split time. And then his junior year, he sliced and diced us. And at the end of the game, I remember the reporter came up and he said, how you guys think you did? I'm like, you know, I think we contained him. We held him pretty well. You know, what did he end up with rushing? Oh, 240 yards. And then senior year, we were fortunate enough to beat him. We just kept, you know, like our kids just kept believing. And I think he still had 160 or 70 yards rushing. That was by far the toughest kid to plan for because he has a wiggle. And it was funny because I was sitting with one of our coaches was texting with me during the Northwestern bowl game, and he was just carving apart Pitt in that bowl game. He's like, we've been here. I'm like, yeah, no, at least, you know, D1 coaches have the same fit we had.
Hey, Coach, before we let you go, I'm doing my show prep here, and I see you're a 2002 graduate of Illinois State. I'm a Redbird myself,
that's
2012
right.
Grad. You still involved with the school? You paying attention to what Coach Spack's got cooking down there in Bloomington Normal?
Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, he's a Rockford guy. He knows the state of Illinois. He's been able to pull in kids from all around the state, and it's really exciting. You know, when I was there, the program was up and down and up and down. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's in the conversation every year for, you know, if they're going to be in the national championship. And it's a great time to be a Redbird, too.
Really is. Fear the bird, Coach.
I knew it was coming. I was waiting for Fear the Bird. Fear the Bird. All right. That's Josh Jorth, head coach at number 11, Stevenson. The Patriots play tomorrow, the home opener. Go check them out in Lincolnshire. A 6 o'clock kickoff. They'll play Muskegon out of Michigan. It's a great story, Coach. Congrats on all the success, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
Here's your scoreboard. We'll start with the top 20 and a couple heavyweights going at it tonight. Number 1, Maine South against Lincoln Way East. And East comes out on top, 28-26. Maine South scored late but failed on a two-point conversion. Lincoln Way East was able to hang on to the 28-26 victory. Number 3, Prairie Ridge beat Huntley 51-43. Naperville Central over Niqua 24-14. Phillips beat Richards 34-21. Homewood Flossmoor's game's been postponed to tomorrow. They'll play Southern Durham of North Carolina. Lions over Hinsdale South 31-7. Glenbard West plays tomorrow against Proviso East. Loyola over Bishop Amat 13-6. They played at Nutria tonight. Lake Zurich, number 10 Lake Zurich over number 20 Montini, a top 20 matchup there. Lake Zurich winning 28-7. Stevenson plays tomorrow afternoon. Number 12 Marist wins 42-12. Number 13 Mount Carmel, that's Sammy's school. They beat Lane 56-0. And here's your first upset of the week, Sam. Nutria, number 14, Nutria falls to Warren 7-3. Unranked Warren beats number 14, Nutria 7-3. Cary Grove over McHenry 29-7. And here's another upset for you. Number 16, Brother Rice fell to Crete Moni 33-25. St. Rita over Rich Central 44-25. Barrington beat Elk Grove 58-28. Hinsdale Central over Willowbrook 27-21. That game's still going on, but they lead late. A few other scores around the state for you. Lakes over Highland Park 28-20. Marmion Academy over Disabled 42-8. Galesburg over Glenbard South 40-29. Marion Central over Columbus 55-0. Prairie Ridge again beat Huntley 51-43. Glenbrook South over St. Pat's, 34-21. Fairfield over Chester, 56-22. Batavia beat Libertyville, 24-10. Mantino over Wilmington, 28-27. Milledgeville over Polo. I have no idea why either one of those schools are, but Milledgeville winning 14-6.
Where is Milledgeville?
No idea. Going to have to Google it. Morris over Washington, 21-10. Rock Falls over Mendota, 22-18. Rolling Meadows beat Frem 10-0. Bolingbrook took down St. Charles North, 28-20. Lake Forest over St. Vider in overtime, 20-14. Plainfield Central edges out Plainfield East, 29-28. My Hersey Huskies fell this week, Sam. They're now 1-1. They lost to Hoffman Estates, which is a really good school. Really good team, really good squad this year, 16-10.
I was waiting
an effort for my Huskies.
I was waiting for the score for the Apple Knockers of Cobden High. I couldn't find one. If you could find it, 312.
Apple Knockers?
Apple Knockers.
Sounds code for something else.
981-7200. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Making people better by making medicine better. Mike Clark from the Tribune coming up next.
High school scores, stats, and stories. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Before we bring in Mike Clark for the Tribune Papers, Kevin has a score to report.
The Oak Lawn score. Oak Lawn won 40-0 over Chicago Quest, which I have no idea if that's an actual high school, where if it actually exists, where they're located. All I know is Oak Lawn won 40-0 over Chicago Quest, and they're now 2-0 on the year. Nicely
Alrighty.
Done, Spartans.
Let's go to Mike Clark. He's the lead preps writer for the Tribune family on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. Would you call it an upset? Warren over Nutria, 7-3. Upset? Yes? No?
Kind of hard to say, Sam. Warren's pretty good. So I would say probably pretty evenly matched teams. The interesting story today, Tavion McCarthy, a junior who didn't play offense, didn't play defense last week, only played on special teams. He found out yesterday he was going to be the starting running back. Ran for 94 yards. And then when one of their defensive backs got kicked out of the game, he came in, played cornerback too. What a great defensive effort for Warren. So, you know, not surprised necessarily who won. The big news here, though, Northwestern recruit Brian Kaiser from Nutria left the game with an injury. We're not sure about the extent of it yet. They're going to hope to find out something more later tonight or early tomorrow.
We don't have much time, Mike, but I did want to ask you two more questions. Your thoughts on this Loyola schedule to start their season? I mean, Maine South has a bear, too. They opened up Glenbard West and Lincoln Way East. Loyola's, I think, is even crazier because they play Phillips. Today they beat Bishop Amat from California, and I think next week they've got Mount Carmel. How tough is that schedule for Loyola in their first three?
Well, I know that John Holosek told me early in the preseason that he thought there was a good chance they could go 0-3, so just based on the schedule, not based on him not believing in his team, but, you know, based on playing three really tough teams out of the gate. So, you know, we've talked about it before. I know you've talked about it with Coach Helfgott. tough for good teams to schedule other good teams or even to schedule anybody. I mean, HS playing in North Carolina, Marist is playing in Indiana, Stevenson's playing a team from Michigan, Loyola's playing a team from California. It's hard to find good teams to play in Illinois.
How good is Samson Evans, the quarterback for Prairie Ridge?
He's really good.
What makes him tick? What makes him so special as a quarterback?
Well, he is a perfect guy for that system. You know, they run that system, the option, so well. And he is, you know, sometimes, you know, you watch Mount Carmel football a lot. You know, sometimes their quarterback is just, you know, so in tune with the system that they're even better than normal. You know, I think that's the way it is with Prairie Ridge right now. They've got a guy who is great for their system, which they run so well. You know, and we saw last week, you know, Kerry Grove, you know, shut him down pretty well. Obviously, he was able to break through tonight. So, no surprise. I mean, he's going to put up some monster numbers this year.
Read him in the papers tomorrow for the Tribune. Mike Clark, Mike Clark Preps on Twitter. The win again for Warren. They beat New Trier. We will talk to you in week three, Mike. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys.
That's Mike Clark. Samson Evans tonight, 245 yards on the ground, Kev. 5 rushing touchdowns. He also threw for a touchdown.
Can't confirm he's good. Evanston, by the way, won 38-0 over Taft. That's for Roger Badish in the news.
Yeah, baby. Go Kits.
Take it easy, Roger. We'll be right back with Patty Vasquez. News coming up too, 720 WGN.